You're listening to the ambient sounds of Alex Rottier.
Sick ass, bro.
That was a classic 1977 hit by Alex Rottier called My Pants Around My Ankles. And welcome to the podcast. Well, we thought we'd do something a little bit different today. This is kind of a bit of an odd kind of a podcast, a little bit different. Probably two podcasts ago, depending on what order this goes up in.
Yeah.
We're talking about, or Alex is talking about, he found this thing in Logic. If anyone out there uses Logic Pro X or 10, for all you people who don't know what the X stands for, 10, like the iPhone X that's coming out, which is a 10, which means they skipped the 9.
Yeah, went straight to $1,000.
I'm actually playing at an iPhone launch party next week.
Are you really?
Yeah, for Telstra.
Ah, cool.
At 7:30 a.m.
That's so cool.
So, yes, the iPhone 8 launch party for Telstra, which is for you people who are not from Australia.
So what's the deal with that? Like, releasing the 8 and the 10 this year?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So they're bringing out the 8 next week, which to me just looks like the... Because I've got a 7.
Okay.
And I think it just looks like a 7. I think they just, instead of doing an S like they always do, you know, they do like a 6S and a 5S, they just went from 7 to 8. It looks the same, and it just has faster processor, I guess. And then a month later, they're releasing the X, which is a 10, technically. So they're skipping the 9.
Huh.
And they've got two phones coming out. And I think a lot of... Who's going to buy the 8 if you can buy the X?
But isn't the X stupid expensive? Like $1,000?
I have
bucks?
No idea.
I think it's a lot of money.
I have no idea. I said to them, I'll do the launch party if I get a free phone. And they said, we don't even get free phones.
So you're just going to take the money?
I'm just going to take the money. Anyway, long story short...
Nice, this brings us back to Logic.
Yes, brings us back to Logic. So Alex was talking about he found this... section in Logic where there's all these different
I'm sure everyone else knows about it in the world except for me.
We don't. I didn't either. So there's a section where you have presets, so clean guitar sounds, crunch guitar sounds, distorted guitar sounds, but and also bass sounds, but then there's also experimental guitar sounds and experimental bass sounds,
which is what we've been checking out.
Yes, because that's fun. Clean and crunch and distorted. Yawn. Experimental.
Because the way I use Logic in my studio is basically just like a very basic DAW. I have quite a bit of hardware. I've got a console, some outboard compression. So I kind of commit to all the sounds going in and do basic mixing after the fact.
It's pretty lame.
So I just haven't...
You've got to mix in the box, man. In the box.
What's the future?
Do all the stuff in the box, man. So I2B, mate. I2B.
You're right.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I haven't really had to look into all the features of Logic, and I'm sure this is the same with a whole bunch of other DAWs.
Yeah.
It's probably even the same as GarageBand. There's probably even some similar stuff in that. Maybe some stripped down.
There's like version. Drum loops and stuff.
I know. Ooh, fancy.
I know.
So, yeah, this is kind of a new education to myself. Hopefully... Hopefully some other people haven't heard about this. We're not just telling the stuff, you know.
So, and the audio, we're not like recording the audio super duper specifically awesome. We're just recording it the same way we're recording our voice. So hopefully it'll come through okay.
Yeah.
But let's go through a couple of the presets.
The main reason I want to check this out is because I'm always looking for like cool... paddy type sounds as the icing on the cake for recording songs.
Like, because he doesn't know how to play keyboards.
Yes.
And instead of hiring someone playing keyboards, he wants to make keyboard sounds on a guitar.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just let the cat out of the bag.
The world's lamest keyboard player. So it's kind of where this is coming from. Yeah, I thought we'd just check him some sounds out.
Okay. So what's this first one called? Fifth Dimension.
Yeah.
So it's a compressor, delay, and a silver verb
And it basically sets up presets in your channel strip to get certain sounds. And this is like a, I don't know, octave-y thing.
There's an echo.
Okay. But if you do volume swells, you can get really cool modulated pad tossings.
Sounds good.
Pretty.
Sounds very nice.
Yeah, what else we got? Oh, this one's going to be good. It's called Alien Harmonies.
Alien Harmonies.
So it has to be awesome.
You don't even have to play anything, it sounds awesome. Anything. So this has got a noise gate, pedal board, so I guess it has effects off the pedal board, an amp, channel EQ, compressor, digital delay, and ring shifter. Ooh, so it has
a vintage drive,
a treble booster, and a mixer.
It's just the overdrive, and then, yeah, some delay and ring modulate.
Ring shifter.
Ring shifter. Let's have a look.
What does a ring shifter do?
It'll shift your ring.
Hey! Do you want me to... I'll grab the guitar. I'll have a bit of a fiddle. Can I have a little fiddle?
Here we go. It's a ring shifter.
Ooh, that looks interesting. Whatever it is, it looks interesting. So it looks like a delay, envelope follower, LFO...
We're just gonna turn all the plugins off and just check out the ring shifter.
Sounds just like a reverb. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a reverb anymore.
Excellent.
So he turned all the different plugins on again. So basically, what it is, I might take a photo of it,
sure,
and put it up. It is a whole bunch of plugins. So it's a bunch of presets. It's a whole channel strip basically that is presets with a whole bunch of plugins that does. And we were just turning plugins on and off there for a little while.
So. In my mixing stuff in the studio and recording guitar and stuff, I'm starting to use more and more presets on plugins. Not just because it's a really good starting point, and it also gets me to a place that I probably wouldn't get to in my usual thought process. So this kind of stuff's really cool because even though you might tweak a bunch of stuff, it's a good way to get your thinking outside your normal process, like think outside the box.
Hang on, I'm just taking a photo of it with the GoPro. I don't want wide angle.
Like, that might not be the sound you're after, but...
How could it not?
If you, take the pitch shift thing off, and it just could be a really lovely ambient... like synthy sound.
I'm just taking a couple of photos of the screen here.
Yeah.
Just so people know what I'm doing and what there's some beeping.
So basically, what I want to do is check out some sounds and also get people to, if you've done stuff like this before, you're right.
Yeah, I'm just turning that off again.
Basically, jump on our Facebook page and tell me how you use these kind of non-traditional effects when you're recording guitar. It's more in the recording world, obviously not so much live because it's you have to take laptops and converters and things. But, yeah, it's just a I think it's a cool way to make our brains do other stuff that you wouldn't normally do in your normal sort of box of tricks.
Yeah. Well, let's do a couple more. Hang on, while I'm untangling myself here. Let's do a couple more. So this one's called Backwards Tape. So these are all, if you have Logic Pro 10 or Pro X, if you create a new track, it'll ask you if it's a software instrument or if it's a
audio
or blah, blah, blah. Or down the bottom, there's a button that says guitar and bass.
Yes, you have to click that one to get all the...
the presets.
The presets. So,
excellent.
Yeah. This one's basically a reverse tape type sound.
Hollow pad.
This one's called hollow pad.
Sounds like a pad that's hollow. Hey! So this one's called Dream Canyon, and it's got a tube burner pedal that sounds really cool. It looks really cool on the screen. Another one we can do really nice volume swells.
Yeah, so what you're doing, for those who can't see through the microphone,
put your special glasses on. So I'm strumming a chord suchly, which is acoustically, and then I shall turn the volume up after I've done it so you don't have the attack. Let's get spooky.
Fantastic.
That's cool.
How cool
that's
is that?
Like, yeah, that's that.
So you don't need keyboard players?
I just watched...
they just nerd up the place.
I just watched the other day, which I really like, actually... if you get a chance, watch the original movie, because I thought that was even better. But Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That, if you add a little bit of Trent Reznor, that's sort of, that's perfectly out of that soundtrack. Good movie, but the original, I think it's a Swedish movie. The original is quite, I liked it better.
It's pretty with the subtitles.
It's very full on, yeah.
But yeah, Trent Reznor's soundtrack made that film,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he won an Academy Award.
Oh, really?
I'm basically Trent Reznor.
I've got
my
Trento Reznor.
Trent Rezzo.
Trent Rezzo.
Excellent. Okay, what about from here to there? Let's try a couple more because it sounds really cool.
Before we might actually jump from the experimental guitar folder to the experimental bass folder.
Okay. Do you want to just quickly go to like a distorted guitar just to see what it sounds like, or crunch guitar? Just to give, what about American metal? My kind of vibe. Brown tone metal.
Burn and
tweed.
Huh.
Oh, there's that noise gate kicking in. Just do me one favour. American metal. Come on. I'm a metal kind of guy.
Are you?
No. Right up top. That was beautiful.
Wow.
Okay, so that's what the other sounds on there sound like.
So, as much as I like Logic, the actual amp sounds are pretty crap.
Like, well, let's go to experimental bass.
However,
experimental stuff.
Now, this is, I've got Alien Waves, ooh, which is in the experimental bass folder.
Should we get a bass? And play some bass in it too.
Oh yeah, do that. So basically, the whole idea is just obviously the amp sounds are pretty crap, but well, this experimental stuff's really quite fun to.
So this is now, Alex has got his bass, so he's going to be playing Alien Wave bass.
Yeah, I need a pick for Alien Wave bass.
We can maybe crank it a bit more, because I think the acoustic sound will almost come through as much as the other sound.
Maybe just on the master there. The monitor, sorry.
Go on.
Yeah. It's like a pulsing type modulation thing going on.
And there's like a harmony in there, is it?
Let's have a look, see what's made up of the bass sound.
Ooh, Roswell Ringer, that looks cool. So that's in their pedal board, and it's a thing called a Roswell Ringer. So I guess it's a ring modulator?
I think so. Yeah, it is. It says ring modulation at the top.
Yeah. Let me have a look. So what happens if we twist... Let's turn one off. Two ring modulators. When one's not enough, you need two, mate. Okay, keep going.
Look at your face light up.
I like this. I gotta get into that. And I think the pulsing is the two frequencies because it's they're out of tune with each other. And that's what that beating is.
Let's try that with guitar.
Oh yes. Okay. Yes, please.
Maybe the volume.
Every good household needs one of them.
Fast one's almost like a tremolo.
You need it like a DJ, dude, go between the mixes. Okay, let's write another one.
Also, because they're software, you can automate all this stuff.
Oh, yes, true.
So if you want to make the frequency go up and down, you just automate it.
You can have a DJ doing that for you.
You can have a DJ.
And you can be the DJ.
Should we try some other presets?
Sure, go Percolator.
This is just like the Boss Slicer.
A little bit, yeah. It has a, well, let's have a look. Well, we've got a Logic amp, a bass amp up.
Yeah, it's like a.
What else is there? There's a, what's the Evoque FB? Ooh. filter bank. Oh, so it is a
step
like a filter, step filter.
Yeah.
So by the looks of it, what you've got, what is it, 24 step.
So I've turned all the plugins off except for the step filter in this preset, and this is what this filter sounds like.
Oh wow, that's more than 24 steps. That's like 11-7.
Preset we're on to is rolling filter.
Oh, this is a rolling filter, okay.
I think this would be cool with bass.
Well, let's try it.
Let's have a little look see.
Mutants are inputting. Filter.
Can we make it faster?
Maybe the decader?
What does rate do on the left bottom?
Ah, well, that's probably the one. Dot the date. Triple 8, 16 dotted, triple 16, 30 seconds, 64s. Triple 60, 64 triple.
Triple 60. Now, what if we turn down the dry signal? If you're listening to this on this like a new little car stereo,
won't hear anything right now.
Really. Fun.
What about tanked bass?
Oh, tanked bass. Sounds like it's in a tank. A water tank.
Let's go. What's this? Oh, is that like a reverb?
That's nuts. Pull the sustain back. Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, this is again guitar. Spooky effect.
See what I mean? This is like really fun and inspiring.
This is very cool. This is again spooky effect. To be longer decay, maybe hold it more, and less dry signal. Oh, is it the opposite way around? destroying things here.
Total Trent Reznor land.
So what is this? What is this? Is that like a reverb?
I don't know what that is.
Enverb. Is that what it is? Yeah, enverb.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Envelope verb.
Maybe, yeah.
Is that what it is? Enverb? So it's just one of the plugins that is part of...
The Tank bass preset.
But, yeah. Well, but it's, I mean, part of Logic.
Yeah.
It comes with Logic.
Yep.
Let's try to sync driver while we're out doing stuff. That's the new remix.
Is it?
Of What's That Dude that all he does is he brings his laptop and presses play and everyone goes nuts.
I'm not sure, he has to narrow it down a bit, I think.
A DJ?
And DJ.
This is pretty cool. So, actually, while we're at the growler, what does a growler do? Eight-bit blaster.
This is video games.
You saved the princess.
Yay! He was mine now, princess.
Echoella? Echoalia?
Echoalia.
Echoalia?
Yeah, try the volume swells in this.
Bass on guitar. It's a kind of jazzy tone, actually.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
Diddly bop bop.
Some people sing. Jazz.
Jazz hands.
If you ever have to scat a jazz solo, actually scat the word jazz while you...
Jazz. Scatting jazz. It's like when if you ever have to rap to a song, it's like rapping to the song, rapping to the song.
Yeah.
Okay, there goes 20% of our listeners. So, one out of two. That's 50%, but I mean, it doesn't work. Okay, let's just have a quick look at a couple more, if you guys are interested. Are you interested? If you are, say nothing. Excellent. Okay, they're interested.
But yeah, the whole point is this, like, hopefully you guys can get something out of this too, because it's kind of like fun for me. Mm. And if you're doing a similar thing, yeah, share it with us on the Facebook page, because I quite like this idea. So, yeah, it'd be nice to learn some more tricks.
Reversal of Fortune is what it's called. What about the Never Ender? Let me guess, that's a delay that never ends. That's cool. Work on that. Clock Tower Trance. Trans.
Fantastic.
Spin. Let's do one or two more. Spin cycle. Spring theory? Goes on and on.
Seems to, yeah.
What a triple TikTok. Triplet TikTok. Spooky again.
That's neat.
It's for the spooky African band.
Wow.
Let's lose some more of the listeners.
Is that racist?
A little bit. Hey, when you watch, you know, you watch, I don't know if anyone out there ever watches Jules Holland.
Oh, yeah.
He always has, like, one African band or something on there.
Mm.
And it's always that, like, that sort of with the percussion and stuff, it always has that.
Yeah, like the log drums and things.
Yeah, but it's always, like, an African band that plays, like, techno or something like that. It's some, you know what I mean? It's some weird thing. And that kind of, that to me, I should go in Jules Holland. Ooh, Mars Retrograde. Let's try that one. And then that's last one. Long story short, there's some pretty cool sounds on here.
Mm.
Oh, Ghost World. Come on, we've got to try Ghost World. Sorry, I haven't seen that before. Ghost World.
What? Do you speak your chord? In a minute.
When it stops.
Yeah.
It's doing some weird stuff. World. So let us know if anyone out there is using any weird and wonderful effects on the Kumpua.
Even things like using guitar to trigger synth sounds, which could be pretty cool. Just something that gets you out of your comfort zone.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
What else do you do that gets you out of your comfort zone, Alex?
I've been using the slicer, Boss Slicer.
Yes.
It has to be in stereo because it's super cool.
And well, we had a comment on one of our videos saying, man, I listened to that intro with my headphones on and...
Oh, yeah, it's trippy.
That was, like, totally trippy. It's,
yeah, check it out. Because it's... Yeah, it's so cool in stereo. And also the Strymon Deco, which also kind of does spatial-type things too, especially in stereo.
Yeah. Wowzers.
Yep. Yep. So...
Fantastic. So that sort of, it kind of goes back to, you know, what we're talking about, again, one or two podcasts ago.
Yeah.
About, you know, people using pedals to cover up the fact that they can't play guitar and do real guitar players need pedals. It's just, again, it's a silly, really, but it just gives you different things. It makes you approach songs differently. It makes you write songs differently. It makes you...
These crazy modulated delay filtery presets aren't going to hide you're at a bad playing. Like,
it's just, no.
It's just going to make you... If anything, it makes you really disciplined with the notes you do play because the sounds are so thick and involved.
That you can't do too much. You can't play too much.
But those two notes you play have to be the right notes.
The right notes, yeah, exactly right. So, I mean, I know I watched a lot of, like, Vernon Reid and stuff like that.
Yeah, cool.
Who has, I mean, he's got every pedal ever made and every effect ever made on his pedal board, but he goes into his laptop a fair bit and uses stuff of his laptop and of iPads and all the different stuff. So it's just all about different inspiration, different way of looking at things and different way of doing things. And, and that's about it.
Cool.
So this is probably a slightly shorter podcast than what we usually do, but we just finished filming a bunch of Clone and Clone series.
What about yourself? Like, do you have stuff that makes you, like, get out of your, especially muscle memory? It's a big thing, like, how we play. I generally get to play things over and over again because
you get used to playing certain things certain ways.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the, and I think, again, that's what I was talking about on either the last or the two podcasts ago. To me, effects, I like using effects, and I like the effects I buy lately, other than ones that are more sort of ones that I collect type thing. But a lot of the effects I like are effects that do things that make the guitar sound like it's not a guitar.
Sure.
Or do really cut wild and wacky things.
That's what I'm kind of thinking about, because you've got one, but kind of tempted by the H9 thing too.
H9, actually.
Eventone.
The Vansix filter.
Oh, yeah.
The Filter Pro, which you've got here, and the FM4 that I've got. You can get some wacky stuff on that. I've used a bit. Also, I quite like, because I'm not a very good keyboard player, I like fat sort of analog synth stuff for bass.
Cool.
That are using a lot of the stuff that I record and like running pedals through it and screwing up the analog, the bass, so I don't have to play as much. That doesn't have to be very interesting because it's the sound. That's to me, I always find if I play something and it's a normal sort of guitar sound, I tend to either try and overplay and then don't like it.
Okay.
Or I tend to play something and then go, oh, that's been done. That just sounds like such and such. So I like to go and do something completely different. So plugging things like the Filter Pro, or not the Filter Pro, you've got the Filter Pro, but I've got the FM4. Or plugging things like the Meris Autobit in.
Sure, yeah.
The Bit Commander by Earthquake Devices. The H9, where you can...
like the Sculpt stuff is cool.
There's some weird stuff on there, yeah. There's some... You have these arpeggiators on, then you can set the notes. So you can play anything and it plays certain notes for you.
Okay.
So you can just go like a. Just like rake the guitar. Like, I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm just raking the guitar. You know, like I'm muting the strings with my left hand and just.
Yeah.
And you can set notes and it use that sound and go. Boop, 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 boop,
oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
So it just needs a trigger for the transient to start this.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, but it uses the sound. So if you play a chord, it'll sound like a guitar playing those notes. But if you just do that, it'll sound like that sound.
Ah.
So it kind of like almost, I don't know if it maybe samples that sound and then pitch shifts it to those notes.
Right.
It's
a very clever little box there.
Yeah, yeah. And they just updated something. What was that? I haven't checked that yet. There was an update to the interface of one of the things, but it's more visual. I think with things like Arpeggiator,
okay,
it's more visual to, like, you can tell it what notes. So you can play one note, and you can tell it, you can see visually what other notes it plays in the Arpeggiator and stuff like that. And the synth sound there is pretty cool. I like that. And yeah, the H9 is always a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I tend to, like, for example, like, I just recorded a song, almost finished. We take forever with songs, but me and a friend of mine, we've recorded stuff, and it's a song she wrote.
Yeah.
And it started off just being like a piano kind of ballad.
Okay.
And then she let me screw it up. And it's quite odd now. I did a lot of odd stuff with a voice too.
Like good odd or just odd odd?
No, I really like it. I think it's really good. I think it's the best thing we've written so far.
Oh, yeah.
But which it'll one day. It's taken us a long time. But I did lots of weird processing on a voice. Mm. Lots of samples and weird backward stuff and odd stuff with her voice. But then I did lots of... I borrowed your slicer.
Oh, yeah.
There's one for the second verse. We wanted to lift it somehow. And we were going to put some sort of drums in it, but we wanted something that doesn't sound like drums.
Okay.
So I actually used... I've been getting more and more into... Actually, another really cool thing, which you can plug a guitar in one way or another... which is, what's it called? Reactor. On Native Instruments Reactor.
Oh, okay, sure.
Which is kind of like a virtual modular synth.
Uh-huh.
And you can plug a guitar into your computer and use your guitar to trigger stuff.
Right, cool.
But we used, there's a random sequencer that randomly triggers stuff and randomly changes the pitch.
Gotcha.
And it looks like this thing, it's this square.
Yeah.
And there are these little balls in there.
Yeah.
And you set, like, you kind of place walls almost.
Yeah.
Press record. Okay, so, take two here.
It's with a bouncy ball box.
So my SD card was full, so we had to swap SD cards. Yeah, so basically it's a random sequencer in Reactor.
Yeah,
cool. That... It's this sort of box, and you have balls that kind of fly around within that and bounce against walls, and every time it hits the wall, it triggers a sound, whatever sound you can that you want to assign to it.
Yeah.
And then you can randomize the way the balls fly, so they can fly in sequence, so it can be a
pattern?
Pattern sequencer.
Okay.
You can have it so it's just like a normal sequencer.
Yep.
But you can also have it so you can randomize the way it flies, the way the balls fly.
Mm.
And then also you can set it so...
What you want is random flying balls.
Random flying balls. And then you can also set it so every time it hits,
yeah,
it randomly changes the velocity. That's the word I was looking for.
Sure, yeah.
The velocity, so you can have more velocity, less velocity. And all these different things. So we've used that as kind of like almost like a hi-hat sort of sound, but a random hi-hat sound. And every time you listen to it, so every time you play it back, it's always different.
Yeah.
Until you actually bounce the track, it's different. Every time, because it is literally random. And then we used the Boss Slicer, which you sort of kindly lent us. Handsomely lent to us. So I'm playing the chords of the song, but you can't hear that it's a guitar, really. The actual guitar is, the mix is all the way on just effects.
Right.
And it has that sort of slicing, pulsating sound. So it sounds like almost like an electronic drum.
Cool.
And that's more in a rhythm. So that, for the second verse of the song, that kind of lifts it a bit. So instead of adding drums, we added that.
Nice.
Cool. So that's that.
Excellent.
So, if you have any special way of doing things, or if there's any sort of creative process you use, or do you like throwing yourself in the deep end with that sort of stuff, let us know. Because, I said, I'm one of those guys. I don't like using straight guitar sounds a lot of times when I record stuff. I mean, playing live with different bands is a different story, but recording stuff, and especially if it's my stuff. I'm always kind of, I always want to, I don't like the guitar just sounding like a guitar. I always like it sounding like something different.
Sure.
To the point where I have to be forced to play guitar parts. But, you know.
Cool.
So let us know what your thoughts are, and yeah. let us know what you do, and let us know about all that stuff, and let us know if you like what we did today. So this was a slightly different type of podcast to what we usually did.
I just thought it was some cool sounds we'd check out, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast, go and check out our YouTube channel. We've still got the Clones and Clones series going wild.
Yep, just did some more today.
Just did some more. We did the Bondi Effect Sick As Overdrive. There's two different versions. Thank you to Roger at Signal Chain.
Thanks, man.
And that's we did cool. the Fox Pedals Kingdom, which also thank you to Roger at Signal Chain. And hi to the guys at Fox Pedal too, because they started, they liked some stuff and started following me, I think, on Instagram.
So. Very cool stuff.
Cool.
Well, thanks for hanging out again. And hope. I'm very impressed you made it this far through the podcast.
Yes.
To the end.
Yes. Alex is almost asleep already.
Yeah. I'm eating a coffee.
Coffee and a nap. He doesn't have kids.
Not that all of the nap, then a coffee.
Nap, then a coffee?
Yeah.
What about coffee, nap, coffee?
Well, I won't be able to nap if I have a coffee.
Oh, he's still young. He can still have coffees and not nap.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Whatever I said. Okay.
Cool.
So thanks, on that guys. Note, thank you so much and... check you guys later. Cue music. Rightio.
Catch you later.
Guys.
Grass. Dun 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 dun